Lesson 27, The Influence of Wicked and Righteous Leaders. 1 Kings chapters 12 through 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 and chapter 20. Study the following scriptures. A. 1 Kings chapter 12 verses 1 through 20. Rehoboam succeeds his father Solomon as king over the 12 tribes of Israel. He rejects the counsel of wise men to serve his people, seeking instead to impose greater burdens on them. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 through 15. The kingdom is divided as 10 tribes revolt. Chapter 12, verses 16 through 19. The 10 tribes retain the title kingdom of Israel, while the tribes of Judah and Benjamin remain under Rehoboam's rule and are called the kingdom of Judah. The kingdom of Israel selects Jeroboam as king. Chapter 12, verse 20. B. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 25 through 33, chapter 13, verses 33 through 34, chapter 14, verses 14 through 16, and verses 21 through 24. Jeroboam leads his people into idolatry. Chapter 12, verses 25 through 33, and chapter 13, verses 33 through 34. A prophet foretells the destruction of Jeroboam's family and the scattering of Israel. Chapter 14, verses 14 through 16. Rehoboam leads the kingdom of Judah into idolatry. Chapter 14, verses 21 through 24. C. 2 Chronicles, chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. Jehoshaphat, Rehoboam's great-grandson, reigns righteously in the kingdom of Judah. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. As Judah's enemies come against them, Jehoshaphat and his people fast and pray. The Lord tells them the battle is not theirs, but his. Their attackers war among themselves and destroy each other. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. What counsel did the older man give Rehoboam about ruling successfully? See 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 6 through 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 7. How can we apply this counsel at home, at work, at school, and in the church? Jehoshaphat influenced the people of Judah to humble themselves before the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 3 through 4. What examples have you seen of righteous leadership? What can we do to influence those we serve to live righteously? Additional reading, 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 26 through 40, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. End of Lesson 27, The Influence of Wicked and Righteous Leaders.